Good morning with a look at news. I'm Adam Hess. In Richland County on Wednesday at 11:47 a.m., there was a single vehicle rollover accident on State Highway 56 near County Road I. Christina Bailey, 23, of Richland Center, was traveling eastbound when she lost control while descending a hill, causing her vehicle to enter the ditch where it rolled when it struck the hillside. Richland County deputies arrived on scene and discovered Miss Bailey conscious and alert, but trapped inside the vehicle. Richland Fire and EMS also responded. Richland Fire was able to extricate Bailey from the vehicle. Richland EMS transported her to the Richland Hospital for treatments of her injuries. The roadway was cleared of debris, and the vehicle was towed from the scene. An Iowa County man was taken into custody after making concerning statements. Ted Allen has more.
The Iowa County Sheriff's Office says the 21-year-old man was taken into custody Tuesday after making concerning statements, which included threats toward the president of the village of Arena. Deputies responded after the sheriff's office was alerted to concerns about the man's mental health. The unidentified man was taken to a local hospital for a mental health assessment following an investigation. The Iowa County District Attorney's Office will receive an incident report to consider possible criminal charges. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Free summer meals are available for Wisconsin students through a Department of Public Instruction program. Across Wisconsin, more than 3 million meals are served every summer through the Summer Food Service Program, helping kids stay fed when school is out. The federally funded program offers free meals to anyone 18 and under at more than 900 sites statewide, including schools, camps, and community organizations. To qualify, sites must be in the areas with higher levels of low-income families, and all meals must meet federal nutrition standards. A full list of locations is available on the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction website. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a bicycle accident near the 14,000 block of Fort Defiance Street in the town of Willow Springs in Lafayette County. The Mineral Point Fire Department, Mineral Point EMS, and MedFlight responded to the scene. The patient was MedFlighted to a local hospital with unknown injuries. A young girl became stranded in a deep section of Sanders Creek Wednesday at 6:08 p.m. near East Bluff Street and Park Street in Boscobel. After getting a fishing hook embedded in her foot and being unable to swim or return to shore, Deputy Cody Trum and Officer Cody McCullough entered the water, freed the juvenile, and carried her to EMS personnel. An adult female bystander helped keep the girl calm until their arrival. Boscobel EMS removed the hook from the juvenile's foot, and she was released to her mother at the scene. The Boscobel Police Department issued this reminder about the hazards of Sanders Creek, including fishing hooks and broken glass, recommending appropriate footwear, flotation devices, and active parental supervision due to areas of deep water dangerous for inexperienced swimmers. The Town of Richland Board was notified by Republic Services that they are adjusting the trash and recycling route for better efficiency. Trash and recycling pickup for the Town of Richland will be changing to Friday instead of Thursday. This change will begin Friday, June 12th, with just trash pickup. Trash and recycling pickup will be June 19th and then rotated weekly accordingly. An updated calendar can be found on the Town of Richland's website, and the town would like to thank you for your understanding. Governor Tony Evers is seeking applicants for the Richland County District Attorney position to fill the vacancy left by the resignation of Jennifer Harper, whose resignation is effective July 13th. The appointed district attorney will serve until January 2029. Applications, including a completed form and supporting materials, must be emailed to govdaapp@wisconsin.gov by 5 p.m. on Monday, June 15th. If you have questions about the appointment process, you can contact the Governor's Office of Legal Counsel, 608-266-1212. The Richland Center Police Department and Richland Center Parks and Recreation are teaming up for the annual Cops and Bobbers Fishing Derby, being held Saturday, June 6th from 8 a.m. until 10:30 a.m. at North Park Pond in Richland Center. The public is invited to enjoy this free, family-oriented event, which provides a great opportunity to connect with your local officers while enjoying a fun morning of fishing. There will be door prizes, giveaways, and special awards for the day's top catches. Each participant should bring their own fishing tackle and bait. It will be Wisconsin's free fishing weekend, so no license will be needed. Catch and release is encouraged. You can register now to secure your spot online at richlandcenter.activityreg.com. You can visit the Parks and Rec's office or call 647-8108 extension 1. Registration can also be done the day of the event. Many kids in Southwest Wisconsin depend upon their public school lunch program for a majority of their meals, so they often can go hungry during the summer. The Backroads Church Summer Food Program serves free meals to children and teenagers 18 years old and under on weekdays from June 1st through August 6th at several locations in Southwest Wisconsin. Meals will be served at Backroads Boscobel 11:30 to 12:45, Cozy Acres Mobile Home Park Shelter at 11 to 11:15, the Woodman Park Shelter 11:30 to 11:45, and Bloomington Village Park noon until 12:30. There are no financial requirements and no forms to fill out. Just come and eat. More information can be found online, backroadschurch.org/outreach. Watch for weekly menus on the Backroads Church Facebook page. The Buena Vista Lions Club Car Cruise will be held every Sunday through September 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Buena Vista Bicentennial Park in Gotham. Great cars, great fun, and great friends come together. There will also be a concession stand serving food and drinks at the event. And as part of the United States 250-year celebration, the VFW and American Legion Post of Boscobel will sponsor a free movie at Boscobel Blaine's Theater Saturday, June 6th at 1 p.m. The movie shown will be Midway, the 1976 classic retelling of the naval battle fought the first week of June in 1942. Charlton Heston, Henry Fonda, and many famous actors of the day retell that story of the battle that turned the tide of the war in the Pacific Theater during World War II, just months after Pearl Harbor. Included with the showing will be a complimentary bag of popcorn and a drink.